Good morning. Minister Cynthia, did we lose
Good morning.
You?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I got muted up. Okay, good morning again. I think I just went to prayer. Let us pray again. Dear God, we want to thank you for your time in the day. We want to thank you how many times we forget that we have lost control. We become so absorbed in our own struggles, our own joy, our own project, our own schedule, that we forget that we are committed with our problem across the path. We only wonder how we are going to handle it. We want to turn to our own inwards. Lord, we lose sight of your power, your greatness, your time in every situation. We forget, Lord, that these things we receive as struggles of their things that we are never making up to grow. We focus on our own ability. We become always feeling shared. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us and let us change and keep you focused on you. Thank you for the De Leon family and their thank you for the De Leon and the special edition. Thank you for Dr. Pete King Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Ferguson for the last 5 years division. Bless the speaker this morning about to give us a message that we can go out and share with the world. Thank you for TMC family for joining us and friends. Thank you for the sick and shut in this morning. Thank you for go by the hospital this morning and share and help someone this morning to get out of that bed, Lord, for we know that you are in control. Thank you, Lord, for the whiskey. Thank you for everything you've done. In the name of Jesus, let us all say amen, amen. Let's say go out and honest the world. Go out and help someone today and give someone a smile. In the name of Jesus, let everyone say amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Okay, God bless you. God bless you. And thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I tell you, I thought we lost you for a minute there, but you got back in with us, and we give God glory for you. And thank you for reminding us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, because the joy is coming from the Holy Spirit himself. Well, good morning, TMC family. So good to have you on the call this morning. We're delighted and excited to have each and every one of you join us this morning here on the Master's Call, which we also call the Telecommunication Sanctuary. Now, I'm Minister Brenda Terrell from the Mississippi Gulf Coast here in Ocean Springs, and I join Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York, in saying welcome to the Master's Call. And this is our fifth year. We are still celebrating. Yes, we've completed this past Sunday 5 years here as the Master's Call, and we're so excited that you have joined us. And we encourage you to invite your family and friends to join us, because to give you a little history on the Master's Call, it started back, like I say, 5 years ago in October by two anointed and appointed women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, by them saying yes, they based this call on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, again, invite your family, your friends, your loved ones, your neighbors, and tell them this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Now, we also have a website, which is unusual with a prayer call, but we have a website you can visit. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there you'll get all the past messages in the past 5 years that are archived there, and then you'll get to see the bios and information. Sometimes we have prayer directors. We come together and congregate and pray for specific things. It's usually there on our website. And one thing I definitely want to stress is that this year our theme is Through Me, Miracles, Signs, and Wonders Are Seen. This is in 2015, and we're so grateful to God for giving us that theme for this year. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry, we encourage you to do so. And you can share that information by sending it to info@themasterscall.net. Yes, you might want to be a greeter like Minister Cynthia Cox, or you might want to host like what I'm doing right now, or you may even have a word from the Lord. And also, if you have prayer requests or praise reports, you can send them also to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, if you're not familiar with this company, I tell you, we are all, I say all, but most of us are familiar with, are part of a phenomenal health and wellness company, which is ordained by God, I say, and it's changing lives every day, every day. And that company is Artists International. That company was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. Yes, we are still celebrating with them as well, with Artists International. 25 years here around the world, because we are in 28 different countries. So to get more information, you can get on the morning motivational call, which is held right after this call. You could get with the person that invited you to this call. And I tell you, you will be blessed to know what this company is doing. And not only that, we also have a millionaires call that's going on, and it will end this Saturday. And that's at 12 noon every day as Central Time, as well as 7 p.m. Central Time. Let me give you that number. It's 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Now, I tell you, I got one other source of information that I want to share with you. You heard Minister Cynthia Cox mention that talking about the joy of the Lord. Well, she is hosting a show, and I say she's got a show that will be aired on November 10th, and it's at 2:30 p.m. And our very own Diamond President, Reggie Flanagan, will host that. Now, write this down. It's bronxnet.org, BRONXNET.org, at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on November 10th, and this they're talking about health. You want to tune in on that, and I just wanted to throw that out there because I know it will be a blessing to the masses. Now, I'm going to get out of the way because we're ready to hear a word from the Lord. Now, we have a wonderful, wonderful woman of God that's here with us, and I tell you, she's a part of our ministry, and we just thank God for her because she was born in New York City. And she currently resides in Norcross, Georgia. And I tell you, she has received a BS degree in electrical engineering. She's been called to the ministry. She's got a master's of arts in pastoral counseling, a master's of divinity in pastoral ministry. She's just a woman of God who prays for people, who encourages people. She has a son that, of course, we try to adopt everybody's children, but we all have a son, and it's her young man of God, Christopher, who was a sophomore. I think he's now a junior at Centris College in Danville, Kentucky. A blessed young man, and we thank God for this woman of God who teaches her son to be a man of God and who is also an artist distributor. She travels around the world, around the country. We don't know sometimes if she's in North Carolina or if she's in Tennessee. But I tell you what, wherever she goes, she throws an impact on the area she's in. And we give God glory for her being available to give us a word from on high. I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some and present to others, and I'm gladly to say she's my friend, Miss Minister Kai Brown. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Woman of God, take it away.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you for that amazing introduction. Sometimes I have to look around the room when you're introducing me to see who you might be talking about. But first, let me thank Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts for this opportunity to come before you yet again. Minister Cynthia, thank you for feeding and greeting the people. And once again, Prayer General, thank you so much for honoring us by hosting this call. We always, always, always give the highest praise and the highest thanks to God, our Savior. So I'm just going to get right back into the word. We were talking about moving in ministry on Monday. And so the three letters that we got to on Monday was M, meditate. We need to meditate on the word always. We need to get it in our hearts. We need to be able to speak it forth in times of trouble. We need, the word says, meditate on the word day and night. So we are to always try to spend as much time as possible meditating on the word of God, getting to know it, spending time in it. But also, not only should we meditate, we must obey. Because the word tells us obedience is better than sacrifice. See, God would rather us obey his word than to give up, you know, everything, to just, you know, just turn everything over to him. We must obey what the word says. But we serve a God who is loving enough to give us a choice about our obedience. He doesn't make us obey him. He allows us to show our love through our obedience. And then the V was voice. We've got to voice what God gives us. We've got to speak it forward. We've got to live in a manner that others can see our ministry. Others can see us, see him through us. We have to be able to say, okay, my life is going to be about meditating on the word, obeying what it says, and voicing what God gives me to speak. So now we're going to go to the I in moving, and that is inclusion. We must include others. We must not become so holier than thou that those who don't know Christ we won't speak to, that those who have not been exposed to him, that we don't give them that opportunity to understand and learn and grow about him. Jesus included everyone. Jesus never turned people away, not even Judas, whom he knew will betray him to the cross. Luke 19 and 10 says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." He didn't come to find the healthy, the whole, the saved people. He didn't come, you know, for them. He didn't come for those who were, you know, following the commandments and doing those things that they were supposed to do. He came to save the lost. So we have to make sure that we are living our lives in a way that those who don't know Christ can see him in us and then be willing to come to us and say, hey, I don't know what it is you have, but I want that. And then that gives us our opportunity to share Christ with them so that they can be included in the kingdom of heaven. But we also look at Romans 2 and 11. For God does not show favoritism. God doesn't have favorites. He didn't have a favorite in David. He didn't have a favorite in the woman at the well. He wants everyone to be able to come to him, to be able to be included in his kingdom, to be his children. So that should be our desire as well. So if all we do is spend time with other Christians, then we are ignoring the mandate in Matthew 28 to go out into the world and make disciples. God wants everyone to be saved. He wants to include everyone in the process. He wants everyone to be a part of the kingdom. His desire is that all should be saved and none should be lost. So we have to do our part in that. And we have to include those people that we would normally not include. Romans 15 and 7 says, accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. We need to accept people where they are. That doesn't mean we condone what they're doing if they're doing things against God. But we accept them where they are. We love them where they are. We pray for them where they are. And we allow the prayers of the righteous to avail as much. And God to bring about that change. So we have to make sure that we are reaching out to those who don't know Christ, to those who are not sure what it means to be included in the kingdom of God. We need to be more like Jesus. Jesus didn't go and ask them, so are you saved? Oh, then we can't be friends. He came for the lost. He came to save those who were lost. So we too need to be walking and doing those things to try and bring those who are lost back to Christ. That is one of our mandates, to go and make disciples. But John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Whosoever, I'm a whosoever, but I have my BC days, my before Christ days, before, you know, someone ministered the word of God to me, before someone moving in their ministry came to me and showed me the path towards life. So if God is willing to save the whosoever, are we also doing our part to do the same? See, it's not just, oh, I'm saved, you get yours. See, we in this world have this, I got mine, you get yours mentality. I pulled myself up by the bootstraps, why can't you? But in all honesty, Jesus pulled us up by the bootstraps. He loved each and every one of us enough to give his life so that we could be restored back to right relationship with God. So to be moving in ministry, we must include others. We must include those who are not like us. So now we go to the end of moving, and that's nurture. We have to nurture each other. We have to nurture other people's dreams. We have to nurture people so that we can say that not only are we including them, but we're pouring into them the way Christ pours into us. And the word says in Ephesians 6 and 4, Father, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. So we could look at that father in the natural, or we can look at the word father in the general sense, because those we bring to Christ are like children. So if we look at it in a more global sense, the word father is anyone that you are nurturing or bringing along. And it could be mother. So we are responsible when we bring someone to Christ, to just stay in contact with them, to continue to love on them, to continue to be an example before them. We must nurture them because they don't know the way by themselves. We didn't know the way. We had those people who were praying for us. We had those people who were teaching us. So when you go out and make disciples, you don't just, okay, lead them to Christ and then walk away. You continue to walk with them. You continue to be an example for them. You continue to nurture them and help them to grow so that they can be more like Christ. Your example before them gives them the ability to continue to process through what they have to go through to get there. We can't just say, oh, well, we did our job, we bought into Christ, we showed them some scripture and move on. Look at Dr. Vanessa as an example. She's not just mentoring us and then kicking us out. She's there to catch us if we fall. She's there to continue to love on us as we grow through the process. Look at Dr. P.K. Roberts. She continues to love on us as we make mistakes, as we fall short. They don't condemn us. They don't beat us over the head. They tell us, no, we don't agree with what you did, but we love you with the love of the Lord. That's the type of nurturing that is required to continue to bring others to Christ, to keep others involved, to keep others growing, to continue to nurture them. Titus 2, 3 through 5. Likewise, the older women teach the relevant in the way, teach the younger women in the way that they should live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. They can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. See, we teach them. We nurture. Teaching is a part of nurturing. And if we love each other and nurture each other, we can continue to show the world what Jesus really looks like and show them how to live and to walk in Christ. And finally, in moving in ministry, you have to give. You have to give of your time. You have to give of your talents. You have to give of your treasures. You have to be willing to give all that you have in the name of Jesus, so that others can continue to grow in his grace. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each one of you should give what you have decided in your hearts to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And that scripture is talking about giving of your treasures. That's talking about your tithe and your money, but it's also talking about giving of your talent, giving of your time. Because as you begin to pour your time into things of God, God will handle everything you have going on in your life. If you give him your all, he will give you his. And a part of giving your all is giving to those who don't know him. It's being examples before those who do not know him. So giving is not just about your finances, although that is a necessity. It is also taking the time to give of yourself. Luke 6:38 says, give, and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you give, it will be measured unto you. So if you only give God 5 minutes, then he's only going to give you 5 minutes. God wants your best. He wants your time, your talent, your heart. He wants you to pour all that you have into his ministry. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So as we continue moving in ministry, we must always remember God first, for he sent Jesus to save us. He sent Jesus so that we could be restored to right relationship with him. We each have a ministry. It's not just about pastors and bishops and priests. God has given us each a ministry, and it is our responsibility to continue moving in that ministry to bring others to him. So again, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And as you seek it, God will reveal your ministry to you. If you ask him to, he will show you what he desires from you. It's up to you to keep moving in ministry. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Well, praise God, praise God. We got the second half of moving in ministry, and we so thank God for you sharing with us how we can move in ministry. And we will take it to heart that God has a work for us to do each and every day. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, and we glorify you. We honor you, O God, because you are El Shaddai all by yourself. And we thank you, Father, that you being the sufficient one, that you will continue to strengthen Minister Kai and her son, O God, that you will continue to bless them, bless their going out, bless their coming in, bless everything their hands touch, everywhere their feet tread. And, Lord God, we glorify you, Father, that you are showing up and showing out through their ministries, O God. We thank you, Father, that you're using them to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name, that others will see you dwelling on the inside of them. And, Lord, not only them, we thank you for each individual on this call. We glorify you, Father, that you have a plan for each individual on this call, and it's a plan of good and not of evil. And you said you give us an expected end. So as we call on your name, you said you will answer, and then you will show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. So we bless your name. We ask that you continue to bless Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, that you continue to bless their households and everything that concerns them, O God. We thank you, Father, for blessing the Diaz de Leon family and the artist family in this entirety, Father God. We thank you for using us, Lord God, to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. And, Lord, as you're blessing, we ask that you bless the bereaved families, Lord. Candy Mosley and her family, Lord God. Jeanette Hightower and her family. The Monument family, Lord. The Hinton family. Wanda Walker and her family. The Sharon Stowers and her family, the Eldridge family, Dr. Karen Johnson and her family. Father, you know all that are going through, Father. We thank you for comforting each and every one of them in a mighty way. And, Lord God, we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and praise in all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, family members, we are so glad that you are part of this TMC call, and I know you want to go back and hear the second half of Moving in Ministry. I tell you, it's such a blessing to be reminded that we have a ministry and we must go forth in God's name. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. Now, remember, we have Awareness Wednesday today on the morning motivational call this morning. So you want to jump over to that call right after this call. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Now, you use that call again for this week. This will be the last week with the Millionaire's Call. And that same number, and it's at 12 noon Central and 7 p.m. Central. It will end Saturday with the Millionaire's Call. And but after that, after the 31st, you will be able to go to the link on Facebook, and it is the link under For Life Transformational Challenge Updates Facebook page, Artists for Life, I'm sorry. Artists for Life Transformational Challenge Updates Facebook page. You go there and you can click on the link and get the same information that we're getting on the Millionaire's Call. Now, I tell you, we're so thankful that each and every one of you joined us today. We look forward to hearing your voices again tomorrow. And right now, what I'm going to do is ask Minister Kai to come back and bless us and close us out with a benediction.
Yes, ma'am, Minister Brenda. We are just so thankful that you have joined us. So let us go before the Father in prayer. Lord, we thank you because you are the Most High God. You have placed us here to continue moving in ministry. You have given us all that we need to bring others to you through that ministry. So we just want to honor you in all that we say and do and think. Lord, we glorify your name because you are more than worthy. You are worthy of all that we have and more. So we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, we just want to thank you for your son, Jesus. Because of him, we can come boldly before the throne of grace and receive mercy. So we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.